This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Jared Polis says he's backing efforts by school districts to track and disseminate more information about outbreaks of COVID-19, but he stopped short of saying what specifically the state is going to do to require it. Some districts are not posting that information, despite calls to do so from some parents. Polis says the state requires local districts report outbreaks to the state.
But I realize that there's a demand for more information than that. And the state is willing to work with every partner, including county health departments and school districts, to go above and beyond in meeting the information needs of parents.
Through data posted on several district dashboards, CPR News was able to document hundreds of cases so far this school year. City employees in Pueblo will now be able to collect $500 each if they're vaccinated against COVID-19. The incentive, which draws from federal pandemic relief money, was approved by City Council last night. Workers have until September 15th to submit proof of vaccination. The mayor and members of City Council are excluded from the program. Pueblo employs just over 1,000 people. City Council members say the vaccination rate among city employees isn't known, but this incentive will help make it more clear. Voters in Colorado Springs will decide if the city can keep up to $20 million in excess revenue to create a citywide wildfire mitigation program. If approved, it would be managed by the fire department, which would be allowed to spend 5% of the funds each year on related projects. Council unanimously referred the measure to the November ballot yesterday. Colorado Springs is required to ask voters to keep funds collected over limitations outlined in the city's taxpayer bill of rights. This is CPR News.